is time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for traveling all the way over from our home in Durham on this bright, sunny Friday morning.
It is a burden and a sacrifice, but I bear it for you and the listeners of WCHL.
And we recommend date night activities for folks to see and do out there in the community if they're looking for a romantic night out. So, yeah.
This has been a great week for our personal date nights because on Wednesday... because I have the offline subscription that I think I've talked about before, they occasionally like, so it's a subscription service.
Yeah, actually go back and talk about the offline subscription, because this is actually really cool. Like if you are looking for romantic things to do, but you're trying to find new things, this is a cool idea.
Yeah. So it's offline Durham or offline Raleigh. You can sign up and between like Chapel Hill and like way the heck out in Raleigh, you can say where you want to go out to eat and do cool things. You pay between, I think, $8 and $10 a month, and you get 2 gift certificates to a local restaurant every month.
Each of which are worth like $10 or so.
Oh, yeah, you're
making your money back if you go to those places.
Yeah, so this month we had like out in Briar Chapel. Across in Chatham, and we had Coco right here near the station for our $10, $15 off. But they occasionally do special events, and one was come to base camp before it's open. And like celebrate with your offline peeps. So
we should mention base camp is a mostly bar but also a restaurant.
Yep.
It's owned by the same guy who owns Momo's Master, which is on Church Street or Columbia.
It's on Columbia.
That's right.
And it's mostly food, but a little bit of a bar.
Right between Franklin and Rosemary, and right around the corner from that is this like bar restaurant called Base Camp, which is now in soft open mode, and we got to check that out.
Yeah. Was surprised that I had a gin and juice drink that was, 1, very delicious, and 2, surprisingly gin heavy.
Usually you go to like a student-focused bar and you get a gin and juice drink, and it's juice.
Yeah.
With a little bit of gin. In this case, it's gin with some juice. So
yeah.
Brad was happy.
I was delighted.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, like, we got to like sneak out to a little bit of an early thing at Krill, the new
Georgios Bacatius
restaurant
joint,
which
from
as
the
you
same
expect,
guy who does Kipos and Parizade and used to do City Kitchen, like he's got a whole restaurant empire and he's got a new place.
He has a pedigree. You know how our experience there was.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this on the way back, and it was, there are a lot of places like here in the Triangle that have a pedigree. Like there are places that have a legacy and a family. And like, how great is it that you can go to a brand new place and see elements of all the things that you like loved and appreciated about your other favorite restaurant?
Right. Like Bluebird, the French place, just opened in Meadowmont, which is owned by Brandon Sharp, same guy who does Hawthorne and Wood in East 54. Beloved restaurant, I think, in Chapel Hill. A lot of the same people who worked at Hawthorne are now over at Bluebird. So you see, like, it's a different menu, but it's the same people and a lot of the same kind of elements. You see
same people, same spirit,
right.
Like, same energy. So here's your date night. Where is somewhere that you can go and like enjoy your time there and maybe like have 3 or 4 other places you would love because of like the pedigree and everything that's going on? I'll start.
All right.
As is our tradition.
Okay.
As
go
is
for
our
it.
Want.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buck the topic that I already pitched out anyway.
So you presented the topic, and now you're going to throw it out the window and give me something else.
I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Happy Friday,
America. Listen, I'm just going to cheat a little bit and throw out there that a kind of new favorite for us in the recent weeks and months is Piero's.
Yes.
In Chapel Hill, which shares a legacy with Monterey.
That is true, yeah.
I see the lights firing.
The folks who own Monterey Mexican Restaurant with multiple locations also own Piero. That is correct. Great Italian place.
Yeah, it is great.
Franklin and Estes, it's right there.
Yeah, and, you know, Piero's is a place like where we go now and do our normal want and sit at the bar. We've not yet done that at Monterey, and now I challenge you, Aaron, where we would normally go, let us sit on the patio, but it's too hot now. Saying, hey, can we just grab two seats at the bar and have our date night tradition at a restaurant that we know is like built up for its quality, because we love like both Monterey and Piero, and like, why the heck not?
I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Oh, is it on me now?
Yeah. That's why I'm staring at you. I have many other answers, but you apparently didn't like my first answer.
I thought your first answer was good. I thought that was a very good first answer.
Yeah, well, let's hear a second
answer. It's a very good first answer.
Raise the bar.
All right. Raise the bar. Cool. All right, so I don't know exactly when Dos Perros is closing.
Okay.
But the owner of Dos Perros is kind of gradually phasing into retirement,
right.
And we know this is also a cool legacy place because Dos Perros, Juju B, like there's a number of restaurants that are all connected with the same family. Dos Perros is a great restaurant in downtown Durham, Mexican place. It was the first place that we went to dinner on what arguably might be our first date.
I mean, it was a date, for
sure. It might have been our first date.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Depends on how you define a date.
Yeah.
And it was great. I don't know if we've been back. Have we been back since then? I mean, it was kind of a good night.
I mean, I've been back.
What?
I have. Yes, yeah, sorry. I've been cheating on you.
How many people do you take to Dos Perros?
So I've definitely been with like our friend Kristen to go before like Deepak shows.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Much like I did with
She's
you.
She's not a threat.
And also Jeremy Handsome. You've never met him. He's great.
Yeah, if you've got a name like that, then you probably let yourself go.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But yeah, love Dos Perros. We definitely need to sneak in there before they close forever. I'm going to continue that Durham trend and say right around the corner is Bull City Burger and Beer and also Pompieri, which you and I recently learned, one of my favorite traditions that I've done once and want to do again. Is double or triple date and do family dinner at Pompieri, where they bring you out pizza and sides and everything, which their website implies is happening again. But
which means that it must be happening again, so you gotta go.
If there's an outcry.
If it's hinted at online, then it has to be true.
Yeah.
That's what all of my... family members tell me.
But I think there's nothing greater than like going to a restaurant and not knowing what you're going to get to eat. And like the whole concept behind family dinner is they show up and say, hey, we made a fig and grape pizza. Do you want it? Nope. Okay. Whatever. Oh, we made a veal and a macaroni pizza. Do you want a piece? And you get to do new things and like share your experiences with someone that you may or may not, but hopefully do love.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.